The American Broadcasting Company Radio Network presents Space Patrol! High adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol! In today's Translab Space Patrol adventure, Buzz and Happy have been locked in a laboratory on the planet Venus. Outside the heavy door, the criminal mastermind, Ralph Bulger, has shouted a weird threat.
Commander, is Bulger kidding us? Can he really throw a bottle of acid through that solid door?
I don't know, but if he does, try to catch it. He put on the vibration field.
There's the bottle that came right through the door. Smoking rockets, the lab is on fire!
Hit that door, Happy.
Fire spreading, sir! You!
That door doesn't give pretty soon it was finished.
We'll be back in a moment with the thrilling story, The Invisible Enemy. The United States has seen many changes in the past dozen years, all pointing to a still better way of living. Millions more Americans are working, earning more, saving more. More young people are going to high school and college. More of us are enjoying the luxuries of life, sports, radio, television, the theater, concerts. Church attendance and membership has climbed steadily upward, and, in addition to these material and spiritual changes, have come the miracles of jet propulsion, supersonic flight, antibiotics. The better you know America, the better the future looks. Write for the free booklet, The Future of America, Bus 1776, Grand Central Station, New York 17. Now, today's Space Patrol adventure, The Invisible Enemy. Somewhere in the solar system, there lurks a dangerous enemy. His name is Ralph Bulger, and he holds control of an invention so revolutionary that the entire resources, enterprise, and courage of the Space Patrol are almost powerless to combat it. Commander Corey, in his first encounter with Bulger and his criminal activities, succeeded in capturing Clayton Slate, Bulger's accomplice and chief muscle man. As Buzz and Happy bring Slake aboard the Terra 5 at the Terra spaceport, the criminal smirks over his shoulder at the commander.
Get in that compartment, Slake.
Why the rush to take me to the Venus Rehabilitation Center? Are you afraid Bulger might rescue me, is that it?
Okay, yes. You know that Bulger has an electronic device that enables him to walk through solid matter through walls and buildings.
Sure, Bulger can go anywhere he wants. He can help himself to anything he chooses. Money, government secrets, or, the Space Patrol.
I'm going to be sure you won't get too easy. Come on.
Yes, sir.
So long, boys.
All right, half up forward.
Slake sure doesn't seem worried.
No, that may be just a knack. Or he may be too ignorant to realize the limits of Bulger's device.
What are the ones? If he can walk through solid matter as though it wasn't there, well, he can do just about anything.
Bulger's motive is greed, I think. Sooner or later, he'll attempt something the machine can do, but Bulger himself can't survive.
He'll destroy himself.
He might take innocent people along with him. Last off, huh?
We'll have cleared the space control, sir. We've got the green light for space lock number 3.
Okay. Close port.
Close port.
Fire jet.
Fire jet.
Up, chipping away.
The commander's ship blasts off from Terra and eases into its flight orbit, leaving us two men in another spaceship intently watch their physical screen.
That's Corey's ship, Bulger. I guess I better get into my spacesuit.
There is no hurry, Gark. I got to compute his exact vector and then set our own course to intersect it.
And we close in, midway between Terra and Venus, right?
Yes. Here, put these irons just before you get into your suit.
Without it. Some kind of goggles?
They are electronic spectacles.
For what?
When we move in close to Corey's ship, all the matter in this ship will be vibrating at a very high frequency.
Yeah, I know. That's what makes us invisible.
Exactly. And ordinary matter will be invisible to us because it's on a lower spectrum, a lower plane.
These electronic spectacles fix it so I can see to rescue Slate from Corey's ship, isn't it?
That's right.
How come Slake and I never used these goggles before?
You have never been invisible before. You have walked through walls, but The field was at a low rate of vibration. You could be seen and you could see.
Are you sure nothing will go wrong? I'll stay invisible?
Follow instructions. We'll go over it once more, just to make sure. Now, let's assume the digit is now invisible and I pulled alongside Corey's ship.
I have a signal from you. I step through the hull of this ship into the Terra 5.
But first, turning your field control on your belt.
Yeah, naturally. Inside the Terra 5, I search for Slick. I give him the extra space suit I brought along, then we go after Corey.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
When you have finished, Corey, face up on me, then come back aboard. All right, Russ, put your electronic spectacles in place. I'm going to make this entire ship invisible.
All set.
There. The ultra-vibration field is on. Our ship is invisible, even to Corey's view.
There's no way out of this compartment, that's sure. Hey, what's that? Something funny's going on. Where did you come from?
The hull of the ship.
Anson Brock.
Yes, me. But calm down. Here, I brought your spacesuit. Put it on.
Sure, sure. But how did you get in the ship?
From Boja's cruiser. Right outside, waiting.
How'd you pull alongside without Corey finding out?
Boja's ship invisible.
Just like you'll be when you turn up the field in your spacesuit belt. Invisible?
Yeah. Boja's using extra high frequencies this time. Guess he's got a lot of tricks you and I don't know about. Yeah. I'll help you with your suit.
Thanks. Well, I sure be glad to get out of here.
We got a job to do first. We've got to finish for it.
Well, I don't know about
Boja's orders. How many are aboard?
Just Corey McAvin.
Two of us can handle him. We'll take him back to class.
Yeah? I tried that once. That's why I'm here.
This time there are two of us, and we'll be invisible.
We can't attack Corey while we're invisible. We'll pass right through him like you would through a wall or the hull of a ship.
Well, that's right. While we're invisible, we're as harmless as moonbeams. So we can sneak up on him. When we cut off the field control, that makes us solid.
Then we take care of him.
That's been tough. Come on, finish with that spacesuit. Oh, wait, are you? I forgot your electronic goggles.
That's it. What do you think?
You'll need them to see with when you're invisible. I'll see you how they go.
Well, Hap, we're past the halfway point to Venus, and no trouble yet.
Are you expecting any?
Well, I've been on the alert for spaceships. I thought Boja might make an attempt to rescue Slate.
Yeah, I think it's too big a risk for Boja to take. Anyhow, we can pick up another gorilla like Slate without any trouble. Hey, Commander, I've been thinking.
Yes, Hap.
It'll be about 2 hours before we reach Venus, and by the time we hand over Slate to the rehabilitation camp, that'll be another half an hour.
I know, you're hungry, is that it?
Me? Not especially, but I thought I'd go back to the galley and get you something.
Oh, good idea, Hap. Get 3 servings of 4 jam.
3 servings?
Yeah, you've got a passenger aboard, you know.
Oh, yeah, Slate, I forgot about him. Well, how about the 5-H pill?
Yeah. And the crew eats the prisoner eats from the same kind of fowl we do.
Sure, come on. I'll see the flight to take care of
it. Watch him and they take the food into his compartment.
Oh, I will. Sir.
In the small galley amidships, Happy scans a row of buttons, then presses one marked 4J 3 times in succession. Within a few seconds, the concealed robot mechanism is releasing the electronically cooked food on the tray. Happy is so fascinated in watching the process. He does not notice an even more remarkable occurrence in the galley. 2 figures in space suits suddenly materialize behind him. Each holds a ray gun.
Get your hands up for that turnaround.
What?
Not a yip out of you either, Bucker.
Wait. How did you get out of the compartment? And you, how did you get aboard?
We'll remember that later. What's the matter?
Well, I'll tell you. He was in a hurry to get where we're going, and it was so nice out. Well, A decided to get out and walk.
Listen, Shorty, get to with K. I'll finish you right now. Now let's have it. Where's Corey?
He could be almost any place in the ship. Try the bowling alley on the lower deck.
Give me one more chance, face
panic, Rock. Can't you see you're stalling? Corey's probably at the controls waiting for his lunch. If the cadet isn't up there pretty quick, Corey will come back here to investigate.
Let's plug the comical cadet and go after Corey.
Wait a minute. That's true. The service for 3. Who's the extra lunch for?
It was for you, right? And I punched the button with my own little hand. Now, aren't you ashamed?
Now, listen to that. No more fooling. Take two trays and go up forward to the control spot. Quiet, sir. I get this cadet. Don't try to warn the commander. He'll be invisible and right behind
you. Invisible?
Get up. Pick up those trays and get this.
Well, there you are. Jimmy, you got a little worried. Here, I'll take one of those trays.
Oh, yes, sir.
That hot cocoa smells good. Have you fed Slaker?
No, not yet, sir. I think I'll give him his tray right now.
Happy! He's got in here. Why did you throw that tray of food?
I thought they were right behind me.
You thought what?
Happy, what's the matter? They're gone. I aimed it right where their heads should be, but they're gone.
Who's gone?
Oh, and that other fellow. They were in his spacesuit, and suddenly they vanished. I was standing there in the galley, watching the food come out of the robo server, and suddenly I seemed to hear a voice say,
"Put up your hands."
And there's... Come on, look. It's safe.
That's right. My pal Brock has you covered, too.
Yeah, he would play right through it.
And you were here all the time.
Right behind the cadet. But we're not hallucinations, Corey. We're real.
And we're going to prove it to you. The hard way.
We'll be back to Space Patrol in a moment. A big part of Christmas, especially a big part of our Christmas cards and packages, are Christmas seals. The seals that fight tuberculosis. TB strikes one American every 5 minutes. But progress in the fight against TB since the first Christmas seal was sold has met a saving of more than 7 million lives. The Christmas seals we use on our cards and packages help bring the greatest gift of all, the gift of good health, not only to our friends, but to everyone. This year, use the new double Christmas seals. One red, one green. The colors of Christmas. Answer your Christmas seal letter. If you haven't received yours yet, mail your contribution to your Tuberculosis Association. They'll see that you get your Christmas seal. Remember, your contribution is the important one. Thank you. Now back to our Space Patrol adventure, The Invisible Enemy. Buzz and Happy aboard the Terra 5 are transporting the criminal Clayton Slake to Venus. Undetected by the space patrollers, Ralph Bodger maneuvered his own spaceship alongside the Terra 5, making it completely invisible by means of a special electronic field. The field also made it possible for Bodger's accomplice, Benton Grock, to step through the solid hulls of the ship and liberate Slake. Grock and Slake suddenly materialized in the control cabin, taking Buzz and Happy completely by surprise. The two criminals, weapons in hand, are advancing on the space patrol.
Stand where you are, Corey. Slake and I figure out the easiest way to handle this.
Who are you? And how did you get aboard?
Not that the information is going to do you any good, but I'm Benton Grock. I got aboard from the ship that's alongside yours.
The Bojic can make an entire spaceship invisible, even the V-scope rays.
That's right.
It's going to be a big mystery what happened to you, Corey. The space patrol will probably find your ship circling in space. I wonder how I escaped and how...
Wait a minute, Slake. Better check with Bodger.
Yeah, maybe we better.
Got to Bodger. Come in.
Bodger, did you get Corey?
We're holding our ray guns on Corey and the cadet now. How do you want to finish him?
Put them to sleep with the ray gun. Then smash their space phone transmitter. And before you leave the Terra 5, open the outer airlock. And the air escape? Well, that will take care of them.
Okay, Bogus. Hey, Corey, move away from those controls. I want you hitting them when you fall. Come on, move.
All right, Josh. I guess you win this one.
What's the matter, Corey? A little weak in the knees, huh?
Mm-hmm. I assist, that's all. I probably stepped in some of that food, Happy Coffee.
He's scared, Grock. The great Corey is scared.
All right, have a door with
him. Hey, what's that? What's happening to the ship?
Great! What's wrong over there, Hankin?
I'm blacking out.
I don't know what's happening, Corey, but I've got to get...
Grab Slate, Happy. Grock forward.
Yes, sir. Slate blacked out too, Commander. Easy number to get. I guess you must have hit the star drive control with your elbow when you slipped.
Yes, Papa. I'm sorry.
What a lucky accident. You did it on purpose. Hey, imagine knowing those controls so well you can work them with your backhand and make it look like an accident.
Now that we're in hyperspace, we just can't find us.
Yeah, we've got two of these men.
Get those spacesuits off of them before they revive. I don't want to have to search this ship for invisible men.
Yes, sir. I've got our hyperspace vector figured out, sir. We'll be cutting back into regular space in a few minutes.
Good. I think Doc's coming around now. Doc, snap out of it. Doc, can you hear me?
What happened?
You're in hyperspace. You're as invisible to your pal Bulger as you were to us.
Hyperspace? Starbite. You got away from Bulger by kicking into Starbite. You're Slate.
He's locked up back out.
Yeah. Instead of losing us, Cook, now we've got two.
And we're going to have three, Doc. They're going to help us. Where's Bulger's hideout?
I don't know.
Don't give me that. If you've got the idea that Bulger can rescue you, just forget it. Where's his hideout?
Probably got several.
I found this map in your pocket. The chart of the section of Venus. Now, what does this mark here indicate?
I don't.
You're carrying around a map of the desolate section of Venus and you don't know what it is?
Well, maybe I'm going prospecting someday.
Well, I'm going to jump the plane.
What do you mean?
If this map had nothing to do with Bulger, you wouldn't be so evasive.
Cap, we're coming out of Star Drive. When you pull out, set a vector for Venus.
At an altitude of several miles, Bug scans the surface of the planet Venus and projected up a few smoke screens, while Happy keeps an eye on Benton Drive.
There's a structure down there between two rows of hills, but no sign of any activity.
I was expecting the mark on Doc's chart.
Well, that pinpoints it exactly. Doc, did you change your mind about talking? What is that building down there?
You're smart, Corey. You figure it out.
I have. Bulger knows that even if you don't willingly tell me what you know about him, I can get him with a brainograph. The first thought will be to rush to the most important hideout that you do know about.
Yeah? Why? To wait for you to arrest him?
No. Nor to destroy evidence and to pick up valuable equipment or money that he has hidden. That's it, isn't it?
No, you're way off. Way off.
You'll see. Happy lock Doc up in another compartment. I'll land the ship and we'll search that building.
With Rock and Slate securely locked up in the ship, Buzz and Happy land at Terra 5 a few hundred yards from the low, sprawling building in the Venus Hills. Now they stand before the heavy front door.
Probably, huh? Be a job to break it in.
I hope you must feel that isolation is all the protection he needs out here.
Mm-hmm. It is Bulger, of course. But I'm not looking in.
Sure seems deserted, all right.
Mm-hmm. Someone's in that spot, isn't it?
Empty. What about your filing cabinet?
Some of us here. I'll see that other door. Come on.
No one's in here either. See, look. It's some sort of a lab.
There's no other door. Whoever came into this room is still here.
Yeah, there's no place to hide.
Maybe there's a need a place to hide.
Huh? Oh, the ultra vibration field. And he can be invisible.
Tap the door.
We're too late. We're locked in.
That's right. You walked into a trap, Bonnie.
It's Bulger, all right. He's on the other side of the door.
And the state from you is if I were a million miles away.
Let's hit that door, Harry.
Yes, sir.
Listen to me, Corey. You are wasting your time. You can't break out of that lab.
This door has to be some time.
Yes. But you won't live that long.
What do you mean?
I have a bottle of acid in my hand. When I turn on the vibration field, I can hurt the bottle right through the wall into that room.
Oh, tricks, huh?
Yes. It's an amazing trick. Inside the room, the bottle will leave the vibration field and become solid again. It will crash and break.
And then what?
Just wait and see, Flory. Wait and see.
He cut on the field.
Is Bozier kidding? Can he really throw a bottle through a solid?
I don't know, but if he does, try to catch it.
There's the bottle. It came right through the door. Right through the door! Look, the rocket! The lab's on fire!
Quick, Hap. You gotta break down that door!
You! Hit the door, Hap! The fire's spreading, sir. If the door doesn't get pretty soon, we're finished!
Back aboard the Propeller 5, Benton Grock sits on his bunk in the locked compartment, moodily contemplating his fate. At a strange sound, he raises his head, then leaps to his feet in amazement as a figure materializes just inside the bulkhead.
Bozier.
It's a surprise, bro.
Hey, Bozier, listen. Quay and the cadet are searching your hideout.
Yes, I know. They came in while I was finishing up a few details.
You were here? Well, where's your ship? We didn't see it.
Of course not. I left the field down. It's invisible.
What about Corey?
I expect he and the cadet are having a rather hard time right now. There's our friend, Clay.
Two compartments left, I think.
That's fine. I stand close to me. I'm going to turn down the field up high enough to include both of us. All right, Grock. Through the bulkhead. We release Clay, and then we get to my ship.
In the burning laboratory, buzzing happier, exhausted from their efforts to break down the door. Nearly overcome by smoke from the flaming acid, they prepare for another effort.
I'm only good for one more smash at the door, sir. From the smell of that smoke, that's pyronectric acid. If we can find a chemical to neutralize it, I wouldn't know it if I saw it. I'll start looking through these cabinets. Well, nothing here that's any good. No chemicals at all in this one. Just belts. Maybe we better take one last try at the door.
Yeah.
These belts are just like the one Brock is wearing. Put one on. They can get us out of here.
Yeah, Bozier hasn't cut off that shield.
We better work fast. I'm going to give my belt a trial. I'll turn the control knob until I can put my hand through this cabinet. Hey, you've got it, Commander.
Turn yours to number 4, Hap.
Yes, sir. Got it.
Okay, come on. Walk through the door.
We made it. Cut the vibration control.
Get to the front door. Be careful. They'll just soon be around.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Hank. Move.
Looks clear, sir.
Mm-hmm. Over there. Sir.
There.
Bozier,
Slank, and Grock.
Be back in front of the door. I can see it.
Doesn't look like they're coming here. Brad, they hit it.
Probably for Bozier's ship.
The ship? The ship must have gone to the New York.
Got the invisibility field here. We didn't see it when we landed.
Oh, sure.
But it's hard to stop me from getting to the ship. We can't see it.
Well, we don't want them to see us first. How about making ourselves invisible?
We don't have a special electronic spectacles, huh? Getting that belt control off a few masses would make us invisible, all right, if we'd be blind.
How come?
Probably because our optic nerves and the retina and our eyes would be transparent, all right? Without the goggles, electrify the light frequency, but it wouldn't do anything to be invisible.
If we could get behind them and sneak up.
That's our only chance. We've got a chance to handle 6 seconds. We can make a different scene if we can shift the course.
Yeah, but provided they don't change the direction.
All right, let's go.
How far is it to the ship, Booker?
Oh, less than 100 yards. Just this side of the big green soak.
Imagine being that close to a spaceship and not being able to see it.
Mm-hmm. You're seeing the oath right through the hull, Grock.
One thing, sure, Booker. You really took care of Corey. Look at the smoke and flames shooting up over that clump of trees.
Yes. The laboratory is in an inferno by now. In a few minutes, the entire building will collapse in flames.
I gotta hand it to you, Booker. Or he sure met his match this time.
There is nothing in our way anymore, gentlemen. Incidentally, I will have to board the ship first and cut off the field transmitter.
Why?
To materialize the ship. Otherwise, he couldn't see to get aboard. And you would pass right through the hall.
Oh, sure. I forgot it.
Okay. Look behind us.
What are you? That's... I thought you said you'd finished.
Life unhappy.
Yes, sir.
Bulger,
do something.
Let go of me, Corey. Bulger, help us.
He's gone. Vanished. Hey, I'm through.
All right, get him.
He didn't let you off. If Porter hadn't run out on us.
Maybe he didn't run out. Maybe he...
Shut up, Doc.
Maybe. You can hear what Doc says. There's another gun at the weapon. And being invisible, he can pop up any place.
Yeah, you better let us go, Corey. Porter will be back with a blaster any minute. It'll work just like that bottle of acid back in the lab.
Yeah. Only this time he won't miss.
He's probably aiming at you right now, Corey. Point blank. What's that?
It's your pal, Bulger. He's deserting you.
Oh, an invisible spaceship last night. That's the strangest sight I've ever seen. I mean, it's the strangest sight I never saw. I'll figure it out later,
Hank. Let's get these men back to the ship. When we work out a plan, we'll trap Bulger.
Yes, sir. And the next time he shows up invisible, I mean, if he's invisible the next time I see him, I mean, if I see him, I'll grab him.
A preview of next week's Space Patrol adventure in just a moment. At this particular time in our history, millions of young men throughout the country are faced with military obligations. If you are a young man between 17 and 18 and a half, you can start fulfilling your military obligation right in your own hometown by joining the National Guard. You can go to school or hold down a job at the same time. You will go on active duty only if your outfit is needed in a national emergency. But the Guard offers many advantages and opportunities for its recruits. These include extra income, learning new skills, pilot training, retirement benefits, and sports and social activities. Get the facts about joining from your local National Guard Armory. Now a preview of next week's exciting Space Patrol adventure. Buzz and Happy are in the Jupiter City atmosphere planet, searching for a powerful bomb hidden by the criminal Bulger.
Mind to listen. Hear that?
The post office. Yeah, this way.
There it is.
I've got to figure out how to deactivate this thing.
10 seconds, Commander. It's getting ready to go off.
If this isn't the right control, Jupiter City will be blown off the planet.
Be with us next week for the thrilling Space Patrol story, The City of Hidden Doom. Space Patrol, created by Mike Moser, starring Ed Kemmer as Commander Corey and Lynn Osborne as Cadet Happy, was written by Lou Houston, produced and directed by Larry Robertson, executive producer Helen Moser. Other players were Norman Jolly, Ken Mayer, and Bela Kovacs. Lee Zimmer speaking. Don't forget to tune in next Saturday at the same time for exciting adventure on Space Patrol! This program is broadcast to our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Space Patrol came to you transcribed from Hollywood. This is ABC Radio Network.